This is Triple M and it's Moffy this morning, and we've had a lot of correspondence from people and concerns from locals following news that Salute Espresso will no longer be operating out of the kiosk down at the Jetty Foreshores. And the news came about after a post that they put up on social media to advise their friends, family and the community that they would be no longer operating there from the end of the month. It said, "Last week we took some hard news. Council has decided to not renew our lease at the Jetty kiosk. So it's with a heavy heart that we want to let you know that we'll be serving our last friendly coffees on the 26th of April. Thank you for the last 3 years. They've been a whirlwind of hard work and laughs amongst the best people we could have imagined." It went on to obviously thank the community. Well, we got in touch with the council to find out the reason why, because we wanted to get to the bottom of it. Well, they've come back with a statement. It says, "Council can advise that the current lease expired in December 2020 and that at the time the tenant was given formal notice of the expiration of the tenancy as per council's requirements under the Retail Leases Act. The tenant was advised that the council would be undertaking a competitive expressions of interest process through an external independent agency for a new 3-year lease of the facility." Sounds to me like they wanted to try and get more money. Now, the expression of interest opened on the 12th of February 2021, according to council, and closed on the 17th of March. And at the end of the period, 7 expressions of interest had been received. These were shortlisted to 3 who were interviewed. Now, on March 31, which is what a bit over a week ago, all applicants were advised of the outcome, with the choice of the successful applicant unanimous across the panel, according to the council. So we can reveal from the council statement that the successful applicant is Jonathan Oates, who runs the Hub Cafe in Sawtelle and Woolgoolga. Now, interestingly, they also run the Hub kiosk at CEX International Stadium. Mr. Oates is due to commence at the Jetty Foreshore from May 21 this year. So that's the reason we've been given from the Coffs Harbour City Council as to why they haven't renewed the lease for Salute at the Jetty kiosk. So the question we've gone back to them now about is, who signed off on the EOI process for expressions of interest? Was it council staff or was it councillors in a council meeting? Because if we're trying to attract business to our region in places that are operated or owned by the council, why are you going to even bother if you're only going to be in there 3 years? And then at the end of the 3 years, they say, well, you know what, they interviewed better, or we can get more money out of that person. Anyway, once we find out the information on that, we'll let you know.